This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today approved the extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now, the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
Mr. Vaishnaw said, Cabinet has also given a nod to declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. Meanwhile, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, today approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of greenfield connectivity to Jewar International Airport in the Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi, Faridabad, Ballabgarh, Sohna Spur of the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. The CCEA also gave its nod to development of a four-lane corridor from Badnavar, Petlawad, Thandla, Timarwani section of NH752D. The CCEA has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways in West Bengal and Jharkhand. The centre has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 amid the prevailing situation in West Asia to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production including LPG shrinkage requirements and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corporation Limited, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and Bharat Petroleum in their social media posts have said that steps have been taken to enhance LPG production and prioritize its availability for domestic consumers and essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Muhammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. Mr. Javed also alleged that Mr. Birla failed to maintain impartiality needed to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Participating in the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju negated the opposition's allegations, saying that Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. Discussion is underway. Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP K. Lakshman said that Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill has uplifted the lives of people in villages. Participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rajni Patil opined that the allocation for rural development in the union budget is not sufficient. The discussion remained inconclusive. After completing today's business, Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Earlier in the day, the upper house held discussion on the working of Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Prasar Bharati's shared audio visuals for broadcast and dissemination, PB Shabd, will provide free access to logo-free daily news content till March next year. The Ministry of Information and Technology today said that PB Shabd delivers 1,000 stories daily, covering varied news categories across all formats through a network of over 1,500 correspondents and 60 dedicated edit desks operating round the clock. And with that, we end this news bulletin.